The 2026 World Cup's qualification for the knockout stage is more complex than ever, with an expanded 48-team format and new tiebreaker rules. Understanding this system is crucial for fans wanting to follow their team's journeys. As the group stage concludes, 32 teams will progress, with the top two from each of the 12 groups advancing. Mexico and the United States have already secured their spots with consecutive wins, energizing local supporters. Traditionally, points determine group standings, but now head-to-head results take precedence in tiebreaker scenarios, replacing the long-standing goal difference criterion. This change aims to provide a fairer assessment of closely matched teams. When teams tie on points, a mini-league is formed based solely on their matches against each other, ranking them first by points, then by goal difference and goals scored. If teams still remain equal, FIFA's Team Conduct Score (TCS) comes into play, penalizing teams for cards received. South Africa currently holds the lowest TCS at negative 12, while 14 teams boast a clean slate. With 495 potential match combinations for third-place teams, the excitement and unpredictability of the knockout stage await as fans brace for a thrilling tournament.